Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. Today we have part 122 of How to Have God's Life Living in You. This is program 224, and you can have a copy of it free of charge. Postage and handling is also free. Please specify if you need a CD or a tape copy, audio tape. At the end of the program, Sharon will show you four different ways on how to do this. I'm going to play a recording for you of an artist that I discovered and did the promotion for. He was working in a lumber yard, and Norman Kay, the realtor, and incidentally, Norman Kay was one of the members of the Kay Trio in a worldwide group. And he brought him to me when I was in Las Vegas, just when Sue and I first got married. And I heard him, and I thought, I'm saved now, and I don't know. But everybody thought that because I had left a career that I had in the world, I was like noted as the world's greatest promoter. And so people thought I was crazy when I left my career and went into the gospel field. And Susie told me after we heard Rovan, we went to the Caesar's Palace, to one of their display rooms downstairs, to listen to him, and without music or anything. And I said, oh, Susie's an opera singer, and the Rolling Stones and the Beatles are happening today. And I said, you know, I don't know. I says, you know, this opera star, a singer, you know. And she says, I think he'll... I know that you'll be able to promote him and make him a big star. So 90 days later, he was the star of the Dunes Hotel, Casino de Paris, and over a cast of 100 people that were imported from Paris, France, at the Lido. And so I told him, you know, Rovan, his real name was Jim Hahn. He's actually from Utah, and it was just real strange that a German would have a voice like this. Actually, I believe he had a better voice than Caruso and a better voice than by far than Mario Lanza. Mario Lanza, you couldn't even hear him over the orchestra pit. But Rovan had a voice like a bull. The more he'd sing, the stronger his voice would get. And at the Dunes Hotel, when he opened up, the trumpet player tried to hold the note as long as he could, and the trumpet player passed out. Just painted dead way. I've never really heard anybody sing any better than him. I tried to talk him into doing all gospel songs, air recordings, and he just wouldn't do it. And but Susie said, if you promote this opera star over the Rolling Stones and the Beatles when they're happening, it's for sure everybody know that you didn't lose your mind, that you are in full control of your faculties, that you're as good of a promoter, or even better. It'd be better than anything that you've done. And so I'd like you to listen to him. I called him the world's greatest singer, and he was on my record label, Talamo Records. And this cut is from RCA Victor Records, because Susie said, okay, you did it now. Okay, now sell him. So I sold him to RCA Victor, and also signed a long-term contract with Major Riddle at the Dunes Hotel in Las Vegas. And here is the singer Rovan singing the Lord's Prayer. Let me know how you like it. If you'd like a copy of it, it's on RCA Victor. Thank you.
into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory,
If Rovan would have done what I told him to get, I prayed him through. He became a Christian, but he still wanted to be a star so bad. I told him, you'd be the biggest star in the gospel field. There's nobody that can sing like you. He didn't even need a microphone. His voice would just fill an auditorium without a mic. And if he would have done what I said, he'd be alive today. And I said, whatever you do, don't go around with, Frank Sinatra and all these guys out there, because now that you're here in the doings, they're going to come and see you, and they're going to want to, fraternize with you and everything, but you're a Christian now, so don't go out with them, and they're going to get you drinking and boozing around, and that's what they did, and he died of cirrhosis of the liver. He has a website, and you can look him up and listen to him also when he was on the Ed Sullivan Show. And he was I got him into the Royal Box at the opening of the Americana Hotel on Avenue of Americas in New York, and the London Palladium, and all the big rooms all over the world, including the Ambassador Hotel's Coconut Grove. And he just got rave reviews when we were had him at the press club. These cynical reporters, without a microphone, the mic went out, and so I had him come up from the back of the room. In the orchestra, I had him up on the platform, and I told him, I'm going to have you walk up without a mic from behind the crowd, all these reporters here in Los Angeles, and I'm going to have you just sing and let them know that your voice is powerful. And so he walked all the way up and was singing. When he got on top of the stage, all these cynical, hardcore reporters were bawling like babies. His voice was so thrilling, you couldn't even believe it. This guy could have been the number one. There's nobody in the gospel field that could even hold a candle to him. I took him the record to RCA Victor before I got him into the Dunes Hotel, and they laughed at me and says, oh, you're crazy, Alamo. How are you going to get this guy going, with this rock and roll today? I said, you guys will be on your hands and knees begging for this guy before I get done with him. And sure enough, there they were, RCA, Victor, Columbia, all the top record labels in the world were there bidding for him. And I told them, I told you so. And so I made him really have to pay. I made him do 4 albums a year on him. And so I forget how many singles. That's been in 1967 is when I did that. And Sue said, that's it now. You're in the gospel field. People will not think you're crazy anymore. There were signboards. The Dunes Hotel agreed to do $1 million in advertisement on him per month. And there were signboards all over the Sunset Strip with his picture, all over the Las Vegas Strip, over in London, in Paris, in Rome, everywhere. The Dunes put big signboards all over, the 40-foot signboards, and bought ads on television. First it was Caruso, then Mario Lanza, now the great Rovan, and they showed pictures of him in the Casino de Paris as the star. He was such a new star that they thought he was a French stripper by the name Rovan. And And he had this, and every few minutes, then they had his voice coming on. Mrs. Kikuts, who was Mario Lanz's mother, Mario Lanz's real name is Mario Kikuts, which means squash. Kikuts is the squash in Italian. I called her and said, I'd like to do the Mario Lanz story with Rovan. She says, oh, that's great, but I want you to use Mario's voice. And I says, uh-uh. I says, I can't make any money with Mario Lanz Records. I'm in the record business. And I says, you'll get a piece of the action, you'll make a lot of money, and she wouldn't go for it. So we never did the Mario Lanz story with Rovan, and he's dead and gone now. Well, okay, so we have to get into, I thought you'd like that record. If you like it, I imagine they're in the record stores today on RCA Victor. We also have another song that he did, which is, Country Israel or something? My Home Israel. It's a fantastic record as well. But right now I'm not advertising Rovan, but I'm just letting you know some of the different acts I had. I own a Beatles album, because I did the promotion for Pete Best of the Beatles, and it's never been released, and I've been told that it's worth $100 million many times, and I just didn't sell it because I want people to know that I'm not in the gospel field for love nor money. I'm in it because I love the Lord, and I fear the Lord, and I'm afraid what would happen to me I didn't serve him, but serving the Lord to me is not a hard job. It's a labor of love. I have many people around me that act like they're working themselves to death, and they hardly work at all. And I just can't understand people that would think it's a big chore to serve God. It's such a privilege to serve him. It's such a privilege to be able to know him. It's such a privilege to be able to communicate to him, and such a privilege for him to communicate with myself. Somebody was such a wretch as myself. I never thought that I would ever be in the position that I am today as one of the Lord's leaders here on earth in these last days. When I was a kid, we were like poverty stricken. When my dad would be home, he was a big time promoter and dance instructor. As a matter of fact, he has a website. He's been gone for years, but I thought that he should get the recognition of teaching all the movie stars that he did, and there's a website called Dance Fitness USA Records or something like that, okay? And you can look that up and see his past. And then I have the Tony Alamo. I did the designs for all the movie stars, most of the movie stars, and did the designs for the TV program Dallas, and I have a website where you can see all the stars that I did different clothing for. And the Lord has given me a multi-talent. I know how to pick a talent. I know how to promote them. I know how to design clothes. My dad was also an artist. And it seems like many people love the clothes that I design because I make movie stars look like movie stars. But I don't do that just for special occasions. I did one for Don King the other day. He was the Grand Marshal of a parade, 4th of July parade in St. Louis. And so I did this design for him and sent it off for him. And he wore it in the parade. But and I could go on and on of all the different things that the Lord has allowed me to do. And it's just amazing, you know, that I got out of that field, the promotional field, to do a promotion for the Lord. Now, there's a grand promotion being done by Satan today, and he is, I'll get into it later, but the Lord checked me. I want to pray first, Lord, and the Father, anoint this service. Holy, eternal God, anointed from heaven, let the things that you want to say come forth from my mouth. Use my mouth, Lord, my tongue, the lingua, your language, to express yourself, represent yourself in this service, Lord God, that souls may be saved, and that your name be exalted, and the church be strengthened. In Jesus' name I pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, so now Satan is doing a big promote, and it takes the number one promoter in the world to be able to recognize the situation that's happening in the world today. Satan is causing so much, Satan is using the Vatican. He had to have a church and a government. And I hope you can track with me, because there's so much perplexity of nations today that it's very hard for people to be able to understand, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And it's all a big show. But the difference with it is that it's a show that is so real, because it's costing people millions of lives, and it's causing so much confusion and causing hundreds of millions of people to go to hell. Now, Satan is causing confusion on the borders in Mexico. He's causing confusion, and people are wondering, how can we stop the trouble that we see in the Middle East? And even President Bush sent wires to me to he was asking me, what can we do? What's your idea? What could you do? What would you do? I know that, what would I do to stop the trouble in the Middle East? Give me some advice, the president asked me. I've been asked advice from many presidents, five of them, including JFK. But what I know what they're doing. They are making it so hard for people to understand what's going on. And at the same time, you've got Satan that's into the fashion world. And I believe that's why the Lord... I just went into competition with him. I'd like to compete with all the people of the world to show people that I'm smarter than the people in the world, and that I'm smarter than anyone in the gospel field. And I can show you why, because you'll never hear the messages on television that I preach. You will not hear them unless you hear them imitating these. And it's all right for me, because I feel that that every minister would preach the same thing. Use their own words if they want to, but say the same things, because what I'm saying is the truth. It doesn't make me angry when people use my messages. I love it, because Satan will not allow me on television. As a matter of fact, his people, the federal government, have gone from one television station to the other and to all the radio stations and told them, do not say anything good or bad about Tony Alamo. Don't even let his name be mentioned on your programs. Because they said, if you do, we're going to take your FCC license away from you. So this shows us, and it's, the cat is almost out of the bag for most people, that the government is used by Satan, the world government. All right, so the confusion starts. Why are all these wars going on? Why? Well, let's just put it this way. I'll break it down to where it should be easy for you to understand. Now, being a promoter, and the number one promoter in the world, and Satan almost had me to where, I might have been I was one of his boys at one time, but the Lord saved me, and I saw heaven, I've seen hell, and I've seen the Lord Jesus Christ right before my eyes. The Lord really let me know that he exists, that he's very real, and that heaven and hell are very real. But if I was the devil and I was going to do a promo for him, I'd cause so much trouble all over the world, and especially in the Holy Land, because one thing for sure is that Satan's boy wants to move into Israel and say that he's the Christ come back to earth. So if I were Satan, I'd say, now how can I do that? First of all, I'm going to get my troops causing all kinds of trouble in the world, and then as soon as I do that, then I'm going to solve it. I'll say, listen, I'm the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, how are you going to prove that? Because all my goons, if I was Satan and I had this group of goons like they have in Lebanon now, causing all this trouble, the Lebanese people don't want anything to do with it. And these goons in other parts of the world, I would have them all over the world as well, like the goons down at the Mexican border. And I'd cause all this trouble. Then I'd say, if you let me, and I would have to say the Pope, enter into Israel in Jerusalem and be there in the new temple, I will cause peace immediately in the world. All I'd have to do is call my goons in. Amen?
Amen.
If I'm the one that's causing all the trouble, well, then I would be the one that could solve the problems. Amen?
Amen?
Well, you say, that's so simple. Yes, it is. And it's a simple, you know, promotion to me is extremely simple. It's so easy to do that for me, you know, because I was just born with this talent that the Lord gave me. And I've done promotions for so many people, and even JFK came after me to do his promotion, for the, not just for him, but for the whole Democratic Party. They said I was a wizard. They said, you mesmerize people. But that's when I was really possessed with the devil. I never thought about ruling the world or anything. I just wanted to sell records. And I just wanted to promote different stars and have a stable of them so that I could just retire. I had the jukebox syndicate all set up in the East Coast, where every record I made, I just put it on the... just call my man up in the New Jersey, New York area, and he would have it on all the jukebox, 500,000 records, and that would put me in the top 10 on every chart, every record I cut. So anyway, now when the Pope, and it'll be a Jewish Pope, because the Jews will never accept a Gentile Messiah. And there are several Roman rabbis, I call them, Roman, there's like Jewish cardinals now. There's about at least a half a dozen to a dozen of them, and one of them is going to be the next pope. And they're going to, they all know of these goons, goon squads from the Vatican that are out, that are rabble-rousing. They had them in the 60s on college campuses. What's going wrong? And then they have these hippies. They get them all loaded on drugs. They're the ones bringing drugs into the country. And they all think it's cool to be rebellious because they got some... goons that act like they're cool, and they team them in with different Catholic celebrities, and so all the stoned celebrities or stoned hippies thought it was really cool to follow after these people because they knew stars and all this sort of things. And then they started all the degeneracy, the porn, and all these things. It's just, what has happened? Well, of course, the media, the Bible says in the last days that the media would be given a, would be the mouth, would Satan would be given a mouth. And so this is the media. Now, if you actually do the things that were going on in the world, all the things that were going on, so much that some people might even catch on to what they're doing. But they're just about ready to move the what they have chosen to be the head Antichrist. But remember, you know, Paul said there are many Antichrists. Even now, there are many of them. The Antichrist is a system. It's like a whole corporate body of people. Millions of people form the Antichrist, just like millions of people are the body of Christ. And it's so simple. You got two bodies. One is the body of Christ, and the other one is the body of Antichrist. And so Christ is busy invading the world with the kingdom of heaven. So we're sending people now into Africa. As a matter of fact, Buster and his wife got into Africa just yesterday. And they were giving me a He was giving me a rundown of what is going on over there right now. So the And so the Antichrist is, we're sending what Satan calls our cults over to all these different areas to preach the gospel so that people can go to heaven. And we're, and they're cutting us down in the media because that's what they know I'm they said I'm too clever for them. That's why they don't want to do interviews with me anymore. And that's why they told everybody, we don't put a llama on anymore, or we'll take your license. So my brother was on the station in Nashville, and they kept doing interviews with me, and they closed the station down. So they meant what they were saying. And I had my jackets in 10,000 different stores, the jackets that I designed, and they went to every one of those stores and told them that I'm using child slave labor to make the jackets and things like that. Of course, they're the devil. You know, they have to do something, amen? Because I'm exposing them all over the place, and so they don't have anything bad that's true to say about me. So what they do is just come up with, they make up stories. And they actually are good at that. Even the Pope wanted to be an actor. I call him an actress. Then you've got these false prophets. One of them is charging $50 to $100 to get in to see him. And he sounds, you know, I call him Johnny Appleseed. I think he's seen too many Johnny Appleseed movies. It was that Joel Osteen. And some people were waiting to autograph, to get an autograph from him, and he just drove off just smiling, you know, and he doesn't even allow people to talk to him, the general public. But that's neither here nor there. And all he does is talks about how to influence people and how to get along in life. But there's no really strong anointing of the Lord on him and on others. So when he was on the, what's the show that he was on? Huh? Larry King Show. They asked him some questions that any baby Christian in our church could be asked, and they could have our people can easily answer the questions, but he said he didn't know. But at any rate, with all this confusion going on with false doctrine and phonies and people charging to come in and listen to the gospel, and what if you don't have the $50 or $100 to go in and see him? I guess you just have to go to hell. What if you can't afford $50 to $100? It's just, you know, people are just wondering, well, what is the truth? What is the truth? If you've got all these guys that have got so much money that they can buy that big dome in Houston, Texas, what do they call that place? The Astrodome, yeah. Well, you've got a lot of people, class-conscious people that want to go there and show that they've got $50 to $100, I guess. But at any rate, this is exactly what's going to happen. The Antichrist is going to be a Jewish pope, and he's going to walk into Israel. And as soon as he does that, he'll do that for sure. Just give me a chance. I'll cause peace to happen. Now, if I had goon squads all over the earth, I'd tell them, just raise hell. You know, tear down buildings and fire rockets over there in Israel and every place else, because I want there to be so much trouble on earth that when I step into Israel, that it's going to be a magnificent thing when I say, be still. Halt. And everyone calms down, because if they don't, you kill them. Then what's going to happen after this occur events, he's going to say, okay, now we're going to really believe the Bible now. Anyone that commits adultery is going to be put to death. Because this is my second coming, and of course, this, we're making heaven here on earth. And we're not going to have any adulterers or adulteresses or any porn people. So anyone that we see do that, we're going to put them to death. And anyone that we see lying or we're going to put them in prison or put them to death. Anyone that we see committing fornication, they're going to be put to death. Anyone that doesn't take, and we want to know, who's really sincere about keeping the commandments of the Lord. We want you to take a mark on your hand to show your allegiance. Well, they say, oh, you must be the Antichrist because it says in the Bible that, you know, you're going to cause people to take a mark on your forehead or on our foreheads or on our hand. Yes, but it also says in the Bible that you're going to have the mark of the Lord. And I am the Lord. And another one will say, but the Bible says that, behold, he comes with clouds, and every eye shall see him. Well, he'll arrange it. He'll go into a movie studio and have a cloud scene, and he'll be on top of it. With a computer, you can do that very easily. And, you know, the Lord is coming back, and look up on your TV screens. And there'll be a bunch of witnesses over at the Mount of Olives saying that he came down. Here he is. Now, if you people don't do exactly what I say, you're going to be put in prison, or you will definitely be put to death. If you steal, we're going to cut your right hand off. If you do it again, you're going to be put to death. So we see lawlessness now, and he'll say, I've been watching from heaven. And I've been seeing the lawlessness on this earth, and I've come back here to bring about the kingdom of heaven on earth. And you have to comply with me. Now, if you take this mark, you'll be able to travel. You'll be able to buy things and to sell. You'll be able to work. Because everyone has to work or you don't eat. Now, this is what I would do if I was the devil, and I could see them doing that right now. All the confusion. Then they put these people in the White House that are not competent because they don't care if America caves in or the whole world caves in. They want it to so that the Antichrist, when he comes in, will show people that he really knows how to run things. And the same thing goes with people that are of the Lord. We know how to run things. We know how to set up promotions. I mean, I do. I know that. And I can see through everything that they're doing. Everything. And it's so easy. I mean, if they're going to blow someplace out or they're going to take over a country, what they do is cause confusion someplace else in the world. And while the confusion is going on, the media is showing it. They're over there taking countries over. Clinton, one of their imps, was bombing 50 different countries, killing millions of people, while they were busy talking about this and that. And you'd look on your television set and see them showing the new polar bear that was just born at the San Diego Zoo. Because that's so stinking important, right? Or they'll have a thing saying, save the whales, and they're bombing millions of people to death. But I'm just telling you, you know, if I was Satan, this is how I would do it. Okay, so, and believe me, I have many, 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 many different credentials to show you that I took a woodworker. In case you think I'm crazy, during a time where the Beatles and the Rolling Stones were happening, and I made him number one, signboards all over the country, and every 15 minutes on television, on radio, spots telling how great this guy is. And I showed everybody in this church that if I wanted to be on the charts, I took one of them. We recorded the Brothers Keepers, which is one of our quartets. And I didn't let anybody know it was me doing it because I knew that the Vatican would stop me right away. And so I told them, you guys want to be number one on the national charts? This was just a few years ago. What was it, 15, 20 years ago? This is, yeah, I made him number one on the national charts, and we didn't even sell one record. I had the trade magazines all set up. Everything in this world is a setup. But I can tell you one thing, that the only thing in this world that's of any value, of any reality, is the gospel. And everybody, the enemy of your soul is doing everything that he can to destroy that and keep your mind busy on the latest fashions, on who's the next rock star. These people that are stars today are the biggest no-talent idiots that I've ever seen in my life. Including Britney Spears with her nasty feet. You know, it's just sick what you see that they're advertising today. Well, anyway, let's hear some, so much for that. Let's hear some letters from some of my fans out in the gospel field. All right, go ahead.
First one's from Zambia. Dear Reverend Pastor Tony Alamo, I greet you in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am a visionary in charge of a local church here in the Democratic Republic of the Congo at Lubumbashi.
See, these are the Lord's, what these people say, the goons, that were goons. And, of course, we knew who the goons are, the ones that killed all the people over at Waco and that bombed the World Trade Center. These are the Roman Catholic goons that did that to make you believe that we need to go to war against people that never had anything to do with it. And the same thing with the federal building. Just anything to make you scared of Satan. Of somebody that you'd least suspect is doing these things. You mean to say the Vatican would do things like this? And Catholics would... No, the average Catholic would never do anything like that. I'm talking about the hierarchy, the ones that have the church, the Catholic Church, as a front. It's like I likened it as into a candy store over in Brooklyn or New York City, and it looks, they got sweets and soda pops and candies and all kinds of ice cream, Italian dip. You get a double dip for, 50 cents. And in the back room, you got a bunch of gunsels back there smoking cigars. And you got bagmen back there. And in case you don't know what bagmen are, they're people, they have like the betting thing going on. People call them in and make bets on horses or in the phone room. Or on different fights, or hockey games, or whatever. And the bag men are the ones that go and pick up the money if these guys lose. And if they don't pay up, well, somebody goes over to the place and plays with their nose, or their lips, or their eyelids, or they rub their ears together. So that's what's going on. So that's what I like of the Vatican, is they look like a candy store. But their secret societies are like the weasels chewing on those Cuban cigars and running the whorehouses and the drug dealing and all the other stuff. That is your mafia, and that is that they control the government. This cult, they're the real cult. They run the government and the media. It's a setup. Everything is a setup. Okay, and that's what promotion is. You have to set things up. You ought to see the head-banging sessions that they go, you know, like I did the promotion for Mattel Toys. I designed the clothes for Barbie doll for 3 years. Renee Rice used to call me up in the middle of the morning and say, let's have a brain session here. Tony, what would you do if... to make Barbie number one, sell more dolls or next year or something like that. And I tell them, go to Disney and have Barbie doll, be injected into some of their Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs and goes to the beach with Barbie. Or go to Ferrari and tell them Barbie in her Ferrari. These big companies will love the promotion. And so, and dozens of other things. I don't want to give you any ideas. Within 1 year, Renee Rice, who was just a salesman, then became, she took all the credit for what I told her, and she became the world over the whole world as sales manager. But she probably hasn't come up with another, she doesn't have an original idea, I don't think, in her whole head. She's got a pretty big head. There's a lot of, okay, so what's next?
The Lord has also given me a powerful work of evangelism and soul winning.
Praise the Lord for you, brother.
I regularly preach in the public places, hospitals, prisons, etc.
Amen. We do also. And what?
I am not working alone. I am working in the distribution of your gospel literature with a strong team, which is organized by Christian volunteers from different churches who have joined with me to win souls for the Lord. We have built a big work together, and the Lord is doing great things. Many souls have been won, and even Muslims and Jehovah's Witnesses are accepting Jesus Christ and are being converted every year. Many churches have also benefited by our service of free Bibles and your literature. I believe that some of the beneficiary churches have written to you to thank you and have also in turn requested gospel literature for distribution.
Right. Amen. They have.
I want to thank you for the 7 cartons and Bibles that I received. When we received them, our team was organized to go out into the field. Thanks to the contribution from the members of our team, we hurried to Lukasi, a city that is located 120 kilometers from Lubumbashi. Some of the members of our team went to distribute your gospel literature and some Bibles there. Another crew went to Kempushai, which is the city situated 30 kilometers from Lubumbashi. And another crew went to Kamsu Balisha, 90 kilometers from Lubumbashi. And others stayed in Lubumbashi and went out into the gospel field to give them out. Everywhere we went to distribute your gospel literature, many souls were saved, and even backslidden Christians have returned to the Lord thanks to your teachings.
Right. So, I mean, you can check the Bible and read the pieces of literature that I write. And compare these tapes, audio tapes, and my written messages, and you'll see that they are all true, all Bible, King James Version Bible. These new Bibles that people are buying now, actually the NIV is a bigger seller than the King James Version, and that's sad because there's so much false doctrine in there, and doctrine that could cause you, that will definitely cause your soul to go to hell if you believe it. So stick with the King James Version. Amen?
Amen.
Especially if you don't know how to read Greek or Hebrew or Aramaic. Then what?
The number of volunteers who have trusted to work in the distribution of your literature is growing. We need more to give out. Every day we get phone calls from people who are going to come and visit us who have been touched by your teaching. Some of them want to know if there's a branch of the Tony Alamo Christian Church here in Lubumbashi.
Yes, there is. It's you. Okay? It's easy for you to just start a church. Don't be afraid to do things. You know, like, I remember when the Lord spoke to Sue, my deceased wife. She's been gone for since 1982, in April. April 8th, 1982. And told her to open a school. Well, she's never run a school before, and she told me, Tony, open a school. So I said, yeah, sure. So I went to Sam Sexton, who was my attorney in Fort Smith, and told him, get me papers to open a school. And so it never happened. He never got back to me. So I called him again. I said, what's happening? He said, well, it's taking time. Then the Lord spoke audibly to me, say, open the school. And immediately I had that school open within a half hour, because I'd already been looking for curriculum, and we got Abeka Books curriculum. And I never opened a school before, and I didn't think it was possible for me. I never even dreamed of opening a school, a Christian school. But when the Lord says open it, that must mean that I can open it. Amen?
Amen.
And when the Lord tells you to open a church, and I'm telling you right now, he's telling you to do it. all you people out there that are distributors, even if you have to start it in your house like Susie and I did, do it. Because what do you want for Christ to come down himself? Christ has come down. He's living in you. And if you just don't know how to preach or teach, use the literature. Use the tapes. We'll furnish everything for you, and we'll send you the Bibles. Okay, so yes, tell your friends that there is a church there. All you got to do is congregate together and start witnessing and testifying. Stand up and give your testimonies. It'd be good if one of you wanted to come out here. I've got a man in Africa right now that will show you how to run services. His name is Buster White. Okay, go ahead.
In the case of Pastor Raymond from the Lutheran Church of the Living Faith, after he read Dry Bones, Signs of the Times, and the Messiah book and more, his heart was touched, and so was his wife. They knelt down before the Lord and repented. Then they prayed and were filled with the Holy Spirit. God has been using them powerfully since that day.
I told you we were the number one. Amen?
Amen.
Here's this pastor of a Presbyterian church. You people out there know that when I got saved and I was given my testimony, that the Lutheran church came and asked me to take over their entire youth program around the world. And we rejected it because we didn't want to be hooked up with Lutherans, because they have united with the Catholic cult. Okay, and there are many other churches that have done that. And, you know, I thought, I was just a baby Christian at the time, and I said, Sue, that's an honor. But Susie was very wise to the Lord. She told me to stay away from that and explained why. All right. Now the Lord talks to me and has been for quite a number of years. Go ahead now.
Reverend Pastor Francis from the New Jerusalem Church read your Messiah book. All of a sudden, he felt a strong and powerful presence of the Holy Spirit.
Right, and all of you will feel the presence of the Lord when you read that book and the literature, and when you hear the tapes. And the tapes, anything that I say on these tapes, you can. It's very provable. Very provable. Then what else?
This moved him to pray, and it took hold of him, and he was filled with the Holy Spirit. He has just testified that God has restored his ministry because of your teachings. Lastly, he has just submitted the mailing address of their church.
I have never heard this letter before, have I?
No.
Okay, I was listening to Rovan. Okay, then what else? I was singing his song. Then what?
Lastly, he has just submitted the mailing address of their church, which is in Zambia, to make it easier to regularly receive your gospel literature, since there is disorder and slowness at the postal service in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. We have so many testimonies, but we can't relate them all.
Let me tell you another thing, too. Now that we're going into these poverty-stricken lands, now the Vatican is going to make a move and try to enrich in those lands. They're going to go over to Africa, and they're going to start teaching all these people skills like computers and all that sort of stuff, to try to get your mind off the gospel. Because you people in Africa and India and China and Philippines are listening to my gospel, and you're getting saved. Don't be stupid and get yourself involved with these new businesses that they're going to bring into Africa and India. They know once you start studying the computers and everything, your mind is going to be totally distracted from the gospel, and you're going to fall. And you'll be unusable by the Lord. Walking in the Spirit is to listen to everything the Lord says, and not to discount anything that he says. And the Bible says, love not the world. Get your eyes on the Lord. Because the world is full of confusion and lust. Satan is the author of confusion, but the Lord is the author of perfect peace and a sound mind. And so you must keep your mind focused on the Lord. And don't worry about all these things. You just live a humble life and stay away from all these new ventures that are going to be coming into Africa soon. Because we're strong in Africa and India and China and in the Philippines. And we're actually in a couple hundred countries. Okay, keep going.
Taking into account all the requests that arrive here and the number of volunteer distributors, which is not ceasing to grow, I would like to propose that we create an office here in Lubumbashi for the representation of the gospel literature and teachings of the Tony Alamo Ministries.
Right, you could just go ahead and start a church there. And, you know, if you need to, you can come here and you can be in our services and see how to run a service. Or if Buster's in your area, he'll go in there and tell you how we run services over here. You'll have a place for all these souls to go. We've got, you know, we have several hundreds of churches in Africa already, and in India, and other places too. It's surprising to me how many churches are rising up in schools as well. Okay, keep going.
Finally, the pastors and Christians who have read your writings are seeking for you. They want to see you personally come to the Democratic Republic of the Congo, more specifically to Lubumbashi, to hold a seminar or a conference for the edification of the church.
If the Lord tells me to go there, I will. You have to go through all these shots. You can't believe what Buster had to go through to go there with all these shots and visas and all that sort of stuff. The passport wasn't enough. He had to get a visa on top of it. And then what else?
While waiting for your response about what I just suggested, we are asking that you send 10 cartons of gospel literature in French, 100 French Bibles for distribution, 10 English Bibles, 100 French Messiah books, and 5 video cassette tapes of your preaching. The whole team...
Send it to them immediately. Okay, then what?
The whole team, which works with me, sends their greetings to you. God bless you, Brother Timothy from Chilabombwe, Zambia.
All right. We have many other letters, but we're going to try to get some of this, how to have God's life living in you. Okay, Sharon, go ahead.
It's our nature to resist being ruled or controlled by others. This is
Nobody wants to be controlled by others. We have to, even God. You know, I've got all kinds of people that they say they're saved and they won't do what the Lord says. They want to be controlled by themselves. Now, this is, you will not be able to do a work for the Lord unless you first are able to control yourself. You have to control yourself in other words, you have to make yourself to be disciplined by the Holy Spirit. And, I want to really get into this message, but we have 5 minutes left, and that's how long it takes to pray people through and everything. So the first thing you have to do is say that you're going to be controlled by the Holy Spirit. And if you want to do that, you cannot do that unless you ask the Lord to enter into you with the Father by the Spirit. So you can do that right now by saying this prayer. Say, "My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy sins. And I believe that God raised you, Jesus, from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. Say, I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know you've answered me, and I know I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul." All right, now, Sharon, tell them how they can get a copy of this CD or audio tape.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. Or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Okay, so make sure you tune in tomorrow because it'll be part 123, and I'll try not to do any letters. Now, what's the name of this song here?
Israel,
My Home by Rovan, who's now deceased, and I don't want you to die before you accept the Lord, so stay in there. We're just going out now. Until tomorrow, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying, God bless you and praise the Lord.